Listen, you public pawn. My attorney's on his way, and we both know I'll be out of here in 20 minutes on bail. So take off these cuffs and over the door!
I wouldn't worry about the door, Muzz. The kind of scum who'd represent you would just ooze right under it.
Look, Joe, why don't you go get a couple of cups of coffee? I know I could use one. You want anything, Muzz?
Chewing gum, Snickers bar, and my attorney badge kisser.
Well, Mamel, I guess it's just you and me and your balls and this drawer.
So hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Douglas.
And this is Damien. I'm back. The hurricane blew me back in. thank you, Sandy.
So Damien, of course, yes. The first question I have to ask you, as this is what you always do whenever you take a week off, you just decide we're not important and you leave us to our own devices, is what do you have to tell us now that you're back and you have probably heard the episode we recorded?
That you guys don't know already?
Wait, there's a Lethal Weapon 5?
Being assholes? No. I like that every time I'm not on the podcast, you guys just dream up madness. Like, you know, Damon's probably dead somewhere. You guys talked a lot about us, about movies that, and you were wrong, as usual. I realized that in 2012, I've disagreed with Douglas more and more. And I think I know the reason for that. It's because he's been watching less and less movies. And now his scale for what is good and what is not good has been warped. Right? While Andrew has finally watched more movies and now he's falling in line with what people who actually know about movies think. That is, of course, unless it is anything to do with Steven Soderbergh, in which case he just shuts his eyes and walks forward. And this is awesome.
There are Soderbergh movies I don't like.
Sure. I believe that when I see that.
I don't like Bubble. Have you seen Bubble?
No, I haven't.
Don't watch that one. That was horrible.
Sure. The movie last week, Douglas was really down on it, and
which movie was last week again?
wow.
No, seriously, I can't remember.
Charade.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that movie was bad.
And when Douglas called me on the phone, I was, I said, it wasn't that bad. I like a lot of the actors and things. And then when I went home, I took a second look at that movie, just to see, if Douglas is right. And I know I've coined this term, but it is the most fitting term. Am I being ensembled? Is the quality of the group of actors blinding me from the truth about the film? And Douglas is right. That movie is garbage. That movie falls to pieces about halfway. Because they tried to make one movie. And then they realized that they weren't going to make that movie. And they just kind of shuffled all the way to there. And they're like, smoke and mirrors. Don't pay attention to anything that's happening here. And we're going to end this. So don't worry. And that's what they did. That movie's really bad. It is really bad. So Douglas got that one right. Movie is really bad.
It is.
I got about 50 minutes in and went, holy shit.
And I think that last scene just kind of was a nail in the coffin. It was just
I didn't get that far along. I just went, nope, Douglas was right. I don't like it. I mean, wow. So, Thanks for wondering if you know me and Douglas made it out okay after the hurricane. Right? It killed 30 people in the Caribbean. We could have been 2 of the 30. You didn't know? You don't think the listeners care? Huh, Andrew? You clearly don't care. For the rest of our listening base, we're of course fine.
I'd like to let everyone know right now, this show is pre-recorded. So right now the storm is coming in like 2 days. They're just pretending. They're assuming they live.
I'll probably die.
I died already.
That's it. Well, inside. You've been dead inside a long time.
Alright, so Damien.
Yes.
Now that we're up to date on your going on, the last week, what movies have you been watching?
I saw Seeking a Friend for the End of you the too? World.
I saw that one too. What did you think?
It's pretty good.
Really?
What? I like the fact that this is going to sound like an Andrew statement. Oh, let me preface this
Hold on. Yes. What is an Andrew statement?
you'll find out when you hear what I'm about to say.
2 + 2 equals chicken is one.
Chicken is one. Definitely one.
Or is it 1 + 1? What is equal to chicken?
This movie is billed as a comedy. It is not that funny.
Honestly, like, I didn't really like this movie, and I think that probably played a big role in it.
Right.
If I knew what it was going up front, no, I probably would have.
We
liked
know
it
what
better.
It is. Was supposed to be a comedy.
That is so? What I don't think. It was,
it says comedy.
I know, sci-fi. But that's people are stupid because the only parts that were clearly supposed to be funny, and even then, weren't that funny. Was like essentially right at the beginning,
right,
and yeah. Then when they got into that restaurant, and that was about it. I don't think this was supposed to be a comedy. Right. I just think that they know who their main actor is, and they know that when they make their trailers, they have to kind of pitch to his side of the right.
And he's going to draw the amount of people he is going to draw.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went in thinking it was a comedy. There were no laughs. It is not funny. But I still found myself really enjoying it. But I'm not sure if it was for the right reasons or not. The scenario, the setup was suitably ridiculous. Because, of course, it's a comedy. The world is actually going to end. And so this is how things are going to play out in this world. Now, they stuck with the comedy bits in how everything else transpired, but it just wasn't funny. So if you make a comedy that's not funny, it should automatically be bad. That is the logic I've used all my life, and it has worked out perfectly since. But I find myself liking this movie. I'm not sure why. Because it's not like the lead actors, I'm their biggest fan. So I will not profess to walk blindly into Keira Knightley's or what's his face?
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell. I won't walk blindly into any of their movies.
Can I tell Date you, Night especially, was, especially Steve Carell?
Right.
He Date has Night had was, a poor track record. He hit gold with Danny in Real Life. He got lucky with The Office, but other than those 40-year-old
virgin,
oh yes,
40-year-old
virgin. But what else has been good that he's
Date
been
Night
in?
Is Date enjoyable, Night but no one likes him.
No, that movie was bad.
I guess that one is Tina Fey bias. I'm pretty sure
okay,
that's what
there
that
you
was.
Go. Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Proper use of Mark Wahlberg. Always a plus.
Has no one mentioned Get Smart? I like that movie.
That movie is bad.
Why would you?
And it is
horrible. It
is aggressively bad. I mean, it is so bad that the only thing I remember about that movie is the Ferrari.
Andrew, when you see that I, who already has nostalgia goggles coming into that movie, because even though, granted, I wasn't alive in the 60s or the 70s when this show was actually being aired, I used to watch it all the time.
I thought you were supposed to be the oldest person on this podcast.
Yeah, whatever. I used to watch it all the time on Nick at Night. So, I love the show.
Another
I even love the movies that were made after the show, which are probably equally as bad. But I love them. And so for me to love something that I know is bad and watch something that is bad and not like it, that's how bad it has to be. That's how you put it quite right. That's how badder it was than the show. That's,
and
that's
they wasted Dwayne The Rock Johnson. They cast him perfectly and then throw away all that goodwill towards the end. They should have used him like how they... All right, never mind. Seeking a friend for the end of the world. I enjoy Keira Knightley's performance. I enjoyed Carell's performance. And I just kind of like the movie. But it's not... Like, I don't want people to go in there thinking like it's kind of like a dark comedy or some way subversive. It is legitimately not funny. Right? It is a comedy without laughs. But, and you see, that is why I say it sounds like an Andrew Robbins.
Yeah.
Same. There's a comedy that isn't funny, but I want people to watch it. But I don't want them to watch it thinking it's a comedy. But that is what it's supposed to be.
Damien.
Yeah.
It's obviously, for you at least, isn't a comedy. What would you categorize that as?
It's clear. This is like a, I guess, drama.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of light or more fluffy drama. There's not a whole heap of drama.
No.
To
yeah.
Be had.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I said it with a question mark. Right. I was like,
I mean, like in between comedy and drama with
not a lot of drama.
Not really,
no.
So,
and
so
no
we're
comedy.
Going, so we're going for a Duplass Brothers feel.
No.
Because some of their movies are legitimately funny.
Yeah.
This kind of isn't.
Okay.
Even though they put funny people in
some
there.
Some of their movies are parodies of M. Night Shyamalan movies, and I love that.
Oh, thank you, Douglas. That is good. So good.
I want Douglas to say that to his face and see what he says.
Who, M. Night or Duplass? Which one?
Duplass.
Both of them.
To be like, you know, Duplass. Your movie's really a parody of M. Night's movie, right?
He'll probably say that's quite astute of you. That's what we're going after. You're the only one to see.
I want to hear his reaction to that thought.
Maybe he's on Twitter. Maybe I can tweet him.
He is on Twitter. He puts out a lot of really good Netflix recommendations.
Oh really? Oh. Which one is this? Mark or Jay?
Mark. I don't know if Jay is on.
Okay. Mark is the one on the league, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Now, because it was or is or should be Halloween, we don't celebrate it. I just go by what the internet tells me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, alright, Damien.
Don't okay.
You're an idiot. It is Halloween time. You don't like horror movies. How about you pick some of the recent, you know, horror movies that people seem to enjoy and watch them and see if there's something there. So, I saw Paranormal Activity 3. No. The first one is supposedly fantastic. That is a lie. A vicious, vicious lie.
Propagated
but,
by yours truly.
But they said that the second one is terrible. The third one is a prequel to all this shit. And so the third one is supposedly awesome. I saw that. I saw VHS.
Oh, VHS is horrid.
And I saw the Blair Witch Project. Right? These are
the
movies
that
have paved the way for horror movies going forward. Or some such
Blair
shit.
Witch was bad though.
I wouldn't rewatch The Ring because I remember hating that movie at the time and nothing is going to change about that movie for me. So I watched these three movies and this is my review of all three of them. They are horrendous, but Paranormal Activity 3 is cheap and horrendous because it is a single camera and they try to scare me with green dots or some such shit. It is the most aggravating of the three because it is the one that is making the most money while spending the least amount of money. And it feels like they're actively not trying. It feels like it's a game of chicken. They're going to do as little as possible and pretend to scare you, and you're just going to wait out the audience. How long will audience pretend that this shit is scary? Till we actually have to start spending. But that is the sensation I got while watching this. I was saying, they're fucking with me.
Damon, since you brought it up, The Blair Witch Project, that was the movie that pretty much started it all, right? I don't think there was a movie before that which did the whole found footage thing. I remember when that movie came out, and I remember how the studio who did that movie wanted to make it feel as real as possible, to the point where they had contracted all the actors in the movie to go into a media blackout for around a year. They couldn't go outside, they couldn't make people know they were real, they weren't these characters, and that they didn't actually die out in this, in the woods and stuff. They stopped that. They don't even care about that. Media
after seeing facade. Paranormal Activity, I saw VHS. Now, VHS is stupid. It is like The Ring kind of stupid, where you find some shit that is haunted and... It is that level of stupid, and they have some jump scares, that I'm a grown-ass man, so it didn't work. Slowing the music to a dead silence, and then having them turn around, and crazy shit happen, and blood and darkness. I've seen all of that before, and again, grown-ass man, not really doing anything. VHS is what I expected all horror movies to be. So that one really didn't disappoint. Oh, this is shitty, and I moved on. I had more lined up, but then I went and I watched Blair Witch Project. Now, we've seen a lot of parodies of... I hadn't seen it before. You've seen, you know, people made funny videos about Blair Witch Project, and a lot of these new movies are based on it. For the life... Like, I tried to... think back to what life was like then when that movie came out. But for the life of me, I cannot see how anyone saw this and released it to, like, the public. To, like, people. Right? If this movie had come out, like, one person had it on the internet and then it spread like that, you know, it had a billion hits on YouTube and you go, and then someone put it out, fine. But for an exec to look at this, I went, yeah, this can work. Douglas, the movie, you know, horror tropes, it is essentially if you gave someone a handheld camera and said, film as many horror cliches as you can find, and we'll sell that. And that is what they did. It is green and black, which is awful to look at for 90 minutes. I don't know if anyone told them that. And the ending is what people like to talk about. You know, when we saw this ending, it was world-changing or whatever. I won't spoil it for, I guess, the two people who hasn't seen it. But A, it is predictable. And B, it's horrendous. Like, these movies are bad. But that's not a surprise coming from me. I don't like these movies. Because I don't find them scary. And I guess if you don't find it scary, then there's nothing there. There's no plot there in any of these movies. There's... Horror movies still have one thing for this world, though. They have the worst written dialogue you can find absolutely anywhere. It is unbelievable. Like, you hear people say things and you just go... Seriously? Seriously? It's... Lines like... Oh... There's something dark up there. You probably shouldn't go. Like, okay? And then they go up there, and there's a scream. And then they shout after the person. And then they walk upstairs slowly, and they go, is anybody there? Like, oh, okay. Okay, you guys, I'm pretty sure I've seen that in every one of them. And of course, they don't hire real actors, so the acting is also... suitably shitty, but it's supposed to be because they're going to get murdered eventually. So yeah, horror movies still suck. I saw the first four episodes of Two Broke Girls. Hey guys, you know, if you enjoyed Two Broke Girls last season, despite knowing that it wasn't that good, yeah. I love Kat Dennings. All right, let me be very clear.
At least you know what though. I can't.
To everybody watching
this
show,
I keep shaking my head and asking why Damon watches this show. But you know what? I'll have to give him this because guess what? Even though I've stopped watching it, but more than likely I'm going to catch up. I somehow watched most of last season's The New Girl, and again, I know it's a bad show, but guess what? I'm in love with.
I'm in love with
Zooey Deschanel.
The difference between my situation and your situation is, Kat Dennings is the best part of Two Broke Girls. Zooey Deschanel is the worst part of The New Girl. By far, he's the worst part of The New Girl.
Damien, what are you talking about, right? We're in a time of equality and all of these things. What if he's staring at Schmidt? I mean, maybe
Schmidt
that's
is
what...
the best part. The New Girl.
Why are we to deny Douglas his Schmidt?
Schmidt is good.
He says he loves Zooey Deschanel.
That's the only reason I watch that show. I can tell you that.
Look, I love Kat. I can't help.
I mean, what else would I be watching it for? Damon Wayans' son's replacement? I don't think so.
Can we stop talking about the casting shift? That's gone. Move on. Like the new guy or hating. That's all.
Oh, thank you.
No. I don't care. I just think that was really weird.
I've played the first two episodes of The Walking Dead video game out on PlayStation,
yes, I hear
Xbox,
that those are fantastic.
And it's better than the series.
That's what I've heard.
It's not better than the comics, but that is unfair because the comics have been going on for about 100 issues or some such nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the comics are still going on?
It's there.
Oh, wow. So you're telling me that this show could essentially
in
never
perpetuity,
end?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. I just finished watching a British TV show, mm-hmm. So let me get
the
back
comics,
into the American.
Small
how long is a season of the TV show when you compare it with like the comics?
It's kind of weird because they kind of take certain pieces out.
Yeah, okay.
But like 25 to 1 is probably...
So it can go in perpetuity.
No, they've gone off in different directions, so it actually can. They can write Walking Dead for as long as people are willing to watch it.
Which is what I want them to do.
Right. The
No, you know what some
The video game is it's not much of a video game, it's more dialogue and decisions driven. So it feels a lot like the show.
Mm-hmm.
Except it's cartoony and it's fantastic. There are 4 episodes out now. I can't wait to get the other 2 and play them. But the first 2 episodes are unbelievable. I'm not going back and I'm not changing any decisions. I only have 1 save. I don't care what happens to half of the people that get murdered. It is lovely. It is wonderful. And it's paced so well. Each episode is like 3 hours. And you feel it. Like you, as soon as you get over like the cartoony look, you're just so invested. It's just so much fun, and I hope that everybody gets a chance to play it. Telltale has put out a lot of these episodic games, but to my eyes, they've always been pretty, like, decent and kind of shitty in some aspect. But this one is fantastic, and definitely if you've watched the Walking Dead TV show, go and play this. You'll love it at least as much. You'll probably love it more, but there's no chance anyone who's seen The Walking Dead and like it walks away from this and go, meh. Even if you're not a video game person, just play it. You don't need to be, swift on the keys or anything like that. You just watch it and it's fun. And that's pretty much it. I've got my computer back, so I don't need to tell you guys about my hatred of Blu-rays anymore. Let's just say they're still bad. Lord of the Rings trilogy has about a solid 6 minutes of shit before you can, and that is the brand new one, not the terrible first one that they put out, the extended proper one.
Yeah, I need to
came
get
in
that.
A box, awesome. I got it for like $50,
so I need to get that one now.
Put it in and just sat there swearing at the TV about 6 minutes. So yeah, Blu-ray still suck. And get ready, guys, 4K. According to every single report, CS will be bathed in 4K TVs.
I'm not sure if I said it.
They're calling it ultra high definition.
That's not what they're calling it.
Sony's
super,
not
super HD.
Ultra high definition is what they like the group of companies, the standards people are calling it. Sony doesn't give a shit. And they're putting 4K on that box.
Is not super?
No, it's ultra.
Ultra, okay, yeah. Okay.
You can't. It's ultra, of course.
But yeah, that's.
And using the Killer Instinct scale, there'll be monster, killer.
Stop right there. Stop.
Come on.
I will not allow
killer definition
this podcast. No, not happening.
Monster definition.
No, I said
King definition.
No, Douglas.
Oh my god.
What have you been watching?
Oh.
Well, I can't talk now about Seeking a Friend. Thanks, Damon.
No, you said you didn't like it. You didn't say why.
Bastard. No. Actually, no. As I said, I think that the main reason I didn't like it probably was that it was billed as a comedy and then it was not funny. And I think that may have, what's the word? Kind of, you know, disappointed me and not. I wasn't then able to get over that hump.
Yeah, but Douglas,
but
that is the
honestly,
right feeling to have.
But the truth of the matter is, though, that movie, it's not. I don't think it tried to be a comedy. You think it did, but I don't think it did.
No, Douglas, I'm saying that it was supposed to be one.
It was.
The first 10 minutes set it up as a comedy.
Oh, of course.
Douglas.
Yes, it did.
And then. And the rest of
and
the movie
then it
happened.
Became a real movie.
Yeah.
And I think that I need to watch it again with this in mind.
I guess.
That I kind of rate it on its own merits, you know, because I don't think that I'm doing that right now.
Wait, I didn't talk about Magic Mike.
No, you didn't.
Right.
You
I said it to you on the phone. Right.
Speak.
Okay. Oh, right.
Yeah. Other than that, I haven't watched much. As I said, I just finished watching a British television show. It's that time again,
no,
folks.
We're not playing this game. It's time to goddamn
name. Name that name. No, okay.
Andrew, we're not
Andrew,
hearing you.
We can see your lips moving, but you love to mute your microphone, so
I can never hear you.
You
mixed up the button presses right there. Right, so what I was saying was, I'm guessing the first name is Man Jumped Off the Bridge and Walked Down to the Pub.
Yeah. That actually sounds like a show that I watched last week. No, it is. I've actually spoken about this show before, but it's one of those shows where the seasons are unconnected, and so I feel like it's a whole new show. And this is called 5 Days. It's a show about some sort of crime that happens and 5 very important days in the investigation. And there are a lot of, like, there are a few people, or a couple of people rather, that I'm happy to watch this show for. Well, first off, the show is amazing, and the first season was fantastic.
That helps.
Right. Second off, there is one, the guy from Inside Job.
Inside Man.
The guard.
Okay.
He's in this. He's
the black
great.
Guy.
Yeah, the black guy. He's great. And actually, somebody I didn't even know was going to be in this, because I knew that the guard was going to be in it because he's on the poster. But as the credits were scrolling through, I realized, holy shit, David Morrissey is in this show, and he is really cool. He is in Thorn, which was pretty decent. He is in The Killing Field, which is pretty good, even though I haven't finished watching the second episode yet. But hold on. The second episode is the last episode. Like, there's only 2 episodes to that show. It's really 2 movies. It's not 2 episodes. But yeah, no, that guy's cool. And he's in it. So I am stoked. I'm very happy. I want to watch this. And speaking of stoked, I really want to watch Stoker. Okay, that's it from me. Andrew? Can you not hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm sorry, I was just distracted a while ago.
Where is Andrew?
He's on Amazon. I'm sure that's what it is.
Andrew, no! It's a trap! Jeff Bezos wants your money! Don't do it!
Oh, man. Actually, I was this close to buying Borderlands 2 today. Mm.
Andrew, do it! Ignore what I said. Damien is a lying bastard. Get Borderlands 2. It is awesome.
Okay, so what I've been watching... I've been continuing watching the James Bond movies. I've seen this past week The Man with the Golden Gun and The Spy Who Loved Me. Which are pretty much great installments, because I was quite worried for my nostalgia goggles for the Roger Moore years of James Bond, because I always had this feeling that I liked him a lot as James Bond, but when I moved over from Diamonds Are Forever to Live and Let Die, and just to let you know guys, in case no one has this thought, Live and Let Die is a pretty fucking awful movie.
No, it's a Bond film.
Well, I felt almost like they had traded down in Bonds so quickly. but The Spy Who Loved Me and The Man with the Golden Gun are kind of great movies. I forgot that Christopher Lee was a bad guy in Golden Gun. Kind of laughable that they have the whole third nipple thing going. Hilarious.
That was stupid.
And The Spy Who Loved Me might have the second hottest Bond girl I've seen so far rewatching the series.
Which one's The Spy Who Loved Me? Which one's that?
It's the one where England and Russia are working together to get these... Have I already forgotten the plot of this Bond movie? Like, 4 days after watching it? Probably. All I remember is there's a hot Russian agent who's working alongside Bond slash... competing with him to get these coordinates, these files, which they... Oh, I remember now. The bad guys have devised a machine which can track their nuclear submarines, and they have to find... They have to disarm and get the technology from the bad guys, and Bond and the Russian agent are trying to do this at the same time, and also the Russian agent is always like, oh, we got out together alive, that's great. Drug you, and then I steal the plans from you, and I run away again. This is the first movie where they introduce Jaws, the henchman Jaws. And he's a pretty awesome henchman to have in a Bond movie. He's ridiculous, and very laughable, but he's awesome in the film. And of course, the next one is Moonraker, which I'm not looking forward to revisiting.
Yeah! Because
I don't remember good things.
Do you like garbage? Hot, hot moon-based garbage?
listen here.
Get ready.
Listen here. I don't quite understand you people. Mm-hmm. You keep talking about garbage and...
No. I love these. Robinson.
Great. Okay.
Douglas,
okay,
let me be very, right. very clear.
Because there is nothing you can do to convince me
Moonraker is the airborne of all James Bond movies.
There's nothing you can do to convince me that any James Bond
if
movie
you
is
walk
bad.
Into it's a James possible. Bond movie and do not know what you're getting into, that is your fault. Alright?
Douglas?
Yeah.
The newspaper is the bad guy in Tomorrow Never Dies.
Exactly.
This is true.
Right? He wants to write news from the future now. There is one where the guy controlled the power of the sun and he lost it, Douglas. He lost.
No, actually, there's two of those.
That was Diamonds Are Forever, and he didn't quite control the power of the sun. He just had an awesome laser powered by diamonds.
Oh, really? Different. Oh, okay. All right, fair enough.
Slightly different, but pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, whenever the box set comes, I'll get to the bottom of this. Me and my mother sit down and watch them over and over again and go, ha, that's really stupid, and move on.
But on to the really fantastic movies I watched this week. Today, I watched Argo.
I wanted to watch that.
I saw that on your Twitter.
I didn't get to watch that.
And I think it made me very annoyed, and so I turned off the Twitter notification.
Is Argo still out here? It was.
I don't know.
Is it still?
I don't know. I didn't go to.
So that's your own fault, Douglas. Why aren't you going and watching good movies?
Something about a hurricane barreling towards Jamaica.
That movie's been over there for like 2 weeks.
Again, yeah. Something about... How would
the
I have known
The hurricane was
that?
There 2 days ago.
I found out that Argo was there Sunday night when I was going home. Monday morning, on the front page, it said... Get your shit straight, son. A hurricane is coming.
You don't go to the internet, go on the website and go, what's playing? Maybe
I'd rather die than use Carib's website. Do you hear me? I'd rather never watch movies again. The only thing I hate more than Carib is that godforsaken website. Every time I turn it on and I see the black, I think my computer have a virus.
Not talking about Carib anymore. I saw Argo.
Is it awesome?
I had huge doubts for this movie walking in, because when I saw the trailer the first time, I felt like it wasn't sure whether it wanted to be a movie where it was a really tense thriller of, oh, we have to get these spies out of these Americans out of Iran and Ben Affleck is a spy, or wanted to make fun of Hollywood movies and be all silly and fun. And it's kind of more of a tense spy movie. I mean, it has a few Hollywood moments, but it's really just that tense spy film. And what is the greatest compliment I can give this film is within around 3 minutes of this movie beginning, it turns on the tension and it never lets go until around a minute before the movie is done. And you're just there with them. I think... It's going to have to be one of my favorite scenes for the year so far. There's a moment in the movie where, while Ben Affleck is off trying to sell his fake Hollywood movie, they have a table read of the movie, and Ben Affleck intercuts it with a news announcement from Iran where they're telling America about their demands for the Shah, because I'm pretty sure Damien knows at least the basis of this movie, because he is news god, aren't you, sir?
Yes. Look, Andrew, I don't know why. I listen to BBC News every day.
I just like to point at that because you like to make fun of me for not knowing.
I am making fun of you because you're a grown-ass man that doesn't listen to the news. It doesn't work in reverse. Can't make fun of me for knowing about shit that happened in the world.
I can make fun of you for making fun of me, and I like that. the giving their demands for the Shah and talking about the hostages and all of these things, and it kind of just paints the frivolous nature of films, this thing which we sit down and talk about every week to no end, as opposed to all of these other problems in the world. And I love this movie, guys. Even Bryan Cranston is in this movie and he's great, and he literally is just on the phone for the whole film. I love it. Otherwise, I rewatched Looper today.
Boo! Don't hear it. You love Looper. You and the rest of the goddamn internet loves Looper.
I love Looper. Move on now. Looper is awesome. It's
all of you.
It's great. You guys need to go and watch Looper now.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks. Are you sure about that? I hear that Looper is pretty good. Douglas, have you heard that?
Who? What's Looper?
I don't know.
I don't know that movie.
I finished watching... I should probably talk about this. I saw the first 3 episodes of the new TV show playing on CW, and this goes by the name of Arrow.
Oh, yes! The Green Arrow, Arrow TV show. This ought to be awesome.
I was sick last week.
Please regale me with your Arrow talk.
And I was lying down in bed, and I'm like, what can I waste my time being sick and watch? I'm going to watch Arrow.
You idiot.
The show is pretty damn horrendous.
It's on the CW.
First of all, it pretty much does a horrible remake of Batman Begins for the first episode.
Oh, no, no, I want to see this. I'm on board. You sold me, Andrew.
Where he's like, I have to take all of my money and I must make things right in this world. And he makes his alter ego, who is the Arrow, a guy who goes around in a green hood, and he goes off in the night and he attacks all of these rich people and goes, you have to pay money back to the citizens. And he puts on a growly kind of voice, a Batman voice, and it's really stupid. The third episode was the first one where they introduced an actual like comic book villain. And the ridiculous just went out the window and stupid came in. The production design on this show is ridiculously low. I think I've said ridiculous or ridiculously amount. And I don't know. I almost want to keep watching it just for it to be like my shitty show to watch on the weekend. But I don't think I can.
Easy jokes. It's too easy. So Andrew, are you saying that Chris Nolan is working on an Arrow script as we speak? Because it's just another Batman. Warner Brothers needs more Batman. Huh? Alright, can we do it? Can we start that rumor? Chris Nolan to direct Arrow 2014.
Argo taught me how to pretend fake movies were happening. I can do it.
Alright. Superman next year, Arrow the year after. I think it can work.
And then a Flash movie in the middle.
No, let's never. This doesn't even make sense. What a dumb power. Oh, I'm fast. Usain Bolt is fast.
Why don't I cast Usain Bolt as Flash?
That would be too perfect and the world would explode in laughter.
They're planning to make a Justice League movie in the next few years. And Flash
Andrew
is going to be in there.
If they put out that movie... Just the news. They wouldn't even have to put out the movie. Just Usain Bolt cast in Flash movie. The world will collapse. Everybody would die. No work would be done that day. Everybody would just tap everybody else on the... Have you seen this? Have you seen this? Oh, it'd be, Puma would make zillions of dollars though. Holy shit.
You see the Puma logo on the Flash?
No, when he runs past it... His silhouette is a puma. It's perfect. Oh, that's so dumb.
But talking about bad superhero movies, anyone remember the Billy Zane Phantom movie?
Anybody remember who really loved that movie when it came out?
Douglas Robinson?
I wasn't thinking that.
Oh, okay.
I was more thinking of Andrew Robinson.
Ah! Andrew wouldn't be that stupid. Nobody's that stupid.
Actually, no, I have to admit, when it came out, I was very young,
you're
impressionable,
sick man.
And that movie, I thought it was kind of cool, but Andrew took it to another level. Andrew used to watch that shit daily. No, hourly.
Had that on VHS, bitches.
Man,
he has an excuse. Alright, I mean, guys, I don't want to, you know, understate how many times I watched the brand new Godzilla movie. I was a young man.
The Godzilla movie.
Oh, okay. Like, I don't want you guys to think that it's like a normal amount. Like, I've seen that movie about 100 times.
So Damien, which one have you seen more? The Godzilla movie or the FP?
In terms of rate?
Just the actual number.
Yeah. Godzilla.
Okay.
Look, for about a year, I watched Godzilla so much that when they put out the Godzilla cartoons, there are some cartoons spin-off on it. After the cartoons were over on Saturday, I just go back and watch the movie again.
Isn't it so ridiculous at that stage in time? Like, anything that came out popular, they could make a Saturday morning cartoon for.
Yeah,
and regardless
of
what the story was, they would have the powerful thing be friends with a bunch of humans.
But they still do that. Do you know that Men in Black had a cartoon at the time when it came out?
Yes, I do. I remember. Yes.
Yeah. Look, Mortal Kombat had a cartoon. Street Fighter had a cartoon.
Mario Brothers had a cartoon.
Oh, the 90s were the worst. A good time for music, a bad time for pretty much everything else.
So to wrap this up, I've seen Looper twice, and that movie is still awesome.
Why in the world do I love you like I do, baby? When you told me over and over, sure enough, girl, that you wouldn't be true. Well, I can't stop myself from singing the same old song.
So let's take this cheery, cheery talk into trailers. We've seen two trailers for unbelievably blockbustery movies that will come out next year. One is Iron Man. The other is Die Hard 5.
No, Iron Man called 3, Die Hard. A Good Day to Die Hard, sir.
First time in Moscow?
Yeah. First time.
American?
Yeah, New York.
Are you a cop?
Yeah.
Welcome to Moscow.
Inside XBMC, it will say five. I'm not going to hunt around to find Die Hard 3. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, and now 5. You can name it whatever you feel like.
At least the third one makes sense because it starts with Die Hard, so it would still be in the group, right? It's Die Hard with a Vengeance. Right. But it's foolishness about A Good Day to Die Hard.
Was there a subtitle for Die Hard 2?
Shitty movie, probably. that was the subtitle. But what was the last movie again?
Live Free or Die
Live
Hard.
Free or Die
Live Free
Hard.
Or Die Hard, yeah. Huh.
So there was a time where I would, like for the Die Hard movies, for example, I'd put Die Hard 3, colon, with a vengeance. You know, try to keep the actual, but I have abandoned all of that. It is just Die Hard and the number. It's the same thing with the Batman movies. They can call the Dark Knight all day long. There is Batman 1. Batman 2 and Batman 3. And then in the corner there's Batman Old, which is the Tim Burton. That is it.
That's what
all other Batmans have disappeared from history. I am not watching them.
What, not even Batman Returns?
Absolutely. There's Batman Begins.
No, when I say that, Batman 2 from way back when.
No
love for old Tommy Batman. Lee Jones in Batman and Robin.
Old Batman.
That's not Batman and Robin.
Oh, that's Batman Forever.
Forever. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Old Batman, and then 1, 2, and 3. That's it. I don't want to hear it. I don't care.
I like Batman Forever. I'm down with that movie. Tommy Lee Jones
Ball
has two.
He has about 100 movies. All of them is just a solid number.
I get upset when I talk to people about Batman because inevitably it gets to the conversation of who they think the best Batman was. And I had said conversation with somebody the other day. And this person said to me, first off, everybody hates Christian Bale for some reason.
Val Kilmer.
Oh, I wish it was Val Kilmer.
That would be great because Val Kilmer is fantastic.
Exactly. Their favorite Batman, the only one that made sense to them as Batman was George fucking Clooney.
That's what.
Wait, hold on. I want to understand this statement a little bit more because I'm going to assume you didn't just beat them to death at that point. You actually asked questions. When they said the only one that made sense, do they mean as in some way as the not the movie itself, but the fact that if someone told them George Clooney was Batman, they would have said sure? Is that what they meant?
No, they thought he was the best Batman, and because essentially he, you know, could play that playboy really, really well, and then when he went into the Batman costume, he was very believable. And I'm like, really? Really?
Mm. It's because he had a Batman credit card.
That's true. But I did ask them, you know, I asked the persons, but what about the nipples? And they just laughed. They didn't seem to realize.
Why do you entertain such stupid comments? once you hear someone say something that's stupid, that is a free pass to never speak to that person ever again. Right? I have employed this in my life countless times and it's never failed. Someone said that Balotelli is the greatest footballer in the world because he kicks the ball the sweetest. Now, I could have asked him, what in God's name is he talking about? But that is a bad question, because that would lead me down the pathway to his insanity. I want no part of it. I wouldn't even tell that person good morning again. That is it. He's essentially dead at this point.
At the same time, Damien watches tabloid repeatedly.
Yes, tabloid is great.
Still haven't watched that movie, you know.
I find that shock. Douglas, you are...
No, there was a storm. I meant
no,
to
no, no.
Have
that's not
that.
What I'm talking about. Okay. Douglas, it is November, essentially. You have 60 days to catch up on a year's worth of movies.
That is correct.
You are still employed two separate places.
Yes, I am.
Fucked.
I know this.
I know you're going to have your mini movie marathon when you come back from wherever. Douglas, it's not looking pretty.
So,
to be fair though, this year has been kind to you though, because
there's not that many to choose
from. Oh God, it's so bad.
So,
except for Andrew, who doesn't count.
Yeah.
On a side note, we were trying to talk about the Die Hard trailer,
right? And Iron Man. How the hell? Where were we even going?
Superheroes, I guess.
Alright, so both these trailers are bad.
Yes, sir.
They're not good. They employ the tactic of starting out slow, larger explosions, credits. Now, Iron Man has the decency to have some amount of setup, right? He says nothing has been the same since New York. He's having nightmares and then explosions. Die Hard said, I'm going to Moscow. This is my son. So there's no setup. We don't know why he's going to Moscow. I didn't even know Bruce Willis had a son. I remember them vaguely talking about one in the first couple of Die Hards when he's going off to his wife and kid. But
it's
as far as
kid,
I'm concerned...
Because he has a daughter.
Right, as far as I'm concerned...
Yeah, so here lies the thing, right? As far as we know...
The son was dead.
in Die Hard mythology, right? When the first
Never
movie
use
happens,
that term again.
When the first movie happens, he has a child, right?
I don't know. I have to watch
yes,
it again.
Yes, he's going home to his wife and...
Actually, I have it
child.
One child.
I have it in SD. Oh, my goodness.
But at no point throughout the movies is he ever back with his wife. So how does he get a second child?
Holly Gennaro. One-night stands are acceptable.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Charity bangs. Look, that is not the point. They said that he's going to Moscow. Then he has a son. And then explosions. So, at least... Iron Man gives you kind of an explanation of what's going on. Die Hard foregoes all of that. They explain why. They show you that he's going to Moscow. They don't explain why he's going there.
I want to know how the taxi driver knew to ask
boom.
Him he's a police officer.
Because they're shitty at writing dialogue. And they need to get you caught up as quickly as possible. He's John McClane. He's police. Let's go.
I have to say though, right? I kind of dig the Die Hard trailer only for the fact that I enjoy Die Hard and I love that moment at the end of the trailer where they're like, "Do you need a hug?" Like, I like that.
Douglas, when you saw that, you immediately went, "Oh, this is terrible."
I immediately threw it the third time today.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I tell you? I didn't like either of these trailers.
No, oh, shit.
But what I will tell you is that because I have sources of information other than this trailer.
Oh, because you're cheating.
Because I'm not cheating,
reviewing the trailer.
I really want to watch Die Hard. First off, I've enjoyed
Iron Man.
Who
is the one
in the production of Die Hard? Hard. Do Die you Hard. Know Douglas?
You want to watch
I
Die
want
Hard?
To watch Die Hard. Okay. I have watched all of the Die Hard movies and loved all of them except for one. Right?
I'm sorry, you didn't like one?
I didn't know. No, one as in one of
oh,
them.
Oh,
the second movie was shit. Let's be very clear.
So close to punching Douglas directly in the face and going home.
Okay, so 1, 3, and 4 are
quality,
very decent
quality entertainment
movies. Okay, so I want to watch 5 for that reason. Another reason is that. Oh wait.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's Die Hard. Iron Man, no.
That's what I was saying to you.
Yeah. Iron Man,
idiot.
No.
Whatever happened to Justin Long?
He probably,
Iron Man, no.
Anyway,
Iron Man, no. He was
Iron
in
Man.
The New Girl and his career is done.
Yeah.
Iron Man, no.
I'm very happy that Robert Downey Jr. did his job well. He saw that a shitty movie was made in Iron Man 2 and that the director was fired and that they needed a new director. So he went on his, he took out his cell phone and was like, don't worry, I'll deal with that shit for you guys. And he got good old friend Shane Black to direct this movie. You may know Shane Black from, movies like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, where he directed and wrote, and that movie was hilarious.
Douglas, we have a rule now on the podcast that whenever you're talking about people, you must say the worst thing they've done first.
he also wrote Lethal Weapon 1 and 2, which
still
were fantastic.
He has other
However,
movies to his
he
name.
He does have other movies, and I actually did I did cringe when I
there
saw
There are
some
other
of them.
Movies.
He also wrote The Long Kiss Goodnight with Gina Davis and Sam Jackson, which
You're
is actually
buried
awesome.
The lead.
Yeah. He wrote Last Action Hero, which I love. I love that movie, so whatever. He also wrote The Last Boy Scout.
Mm.
That movie is awesome.
What about quality entertainment again?
Wow.
It's The Last Boy Scout.
Yeah.
Are
that
we about to say bad things
for.
About The Last Boy Scout?
You're goddamn
great.
Right, that movie is terrible.
And the only movie in this list that I don't know what it is, he wrote The Monster Squad. Oh, this poster looks so bad.
I've never seen that, but I've heard good things of that movie.
I don't know anybody in this. No, who's Stephen Macht? He sounds familiar. No, I don't know who that is.
Nice try.
I don't know anybody in this
Swing
movie.
Swing and a miss.
Faustino. No, that's not him.
There's no picture.
This movie was in 1987, and he's granted bad movies in his first year of being in the fraternity. That's fair. You have to give it to him.
What about his fourth time out? Last Boy Scout.
But he
Lethal Weapon 3.
No, he didn't write it. He get credits for the characters because he created the characters.
Fair enough. Ah, Lethal Weapon 4. Chris Rock. Thank you.
But this guy has put out some quality stuff.
He did Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
He did Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. And he did Lethal Weapon 1 and 2. Those movies are fantastic.
Body cop movies were the thing back then.
Yeah, but
wait, my scroll back up. My favorite thing about the Iron Man 3 thing is that the poster that is on IMDb now looks suspiciously like the FP poster. It is a man standing backwards with his hands out with light coming from the floor,
and he's standing on a lit up thing like it's a DVR board.
Wow.
Now I know better than to hope that Iron Man will be the FP part 2. Because Marvel would kill everything and everybody who did that. But at least I have a poster. And that's good enough.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to both these movies, despite their trailers.
Yeah. like, they really should stop putting out trailers for these movies. They should just have, you know, like, right before the movie you're going to see, they should just have, like, a scroll on the giant movies that are coming. It's like, Iron Man 3, next summer. Fade out, fade in, Superman, next summer. Fade out, fade in. Die Hard, next summer. That's it. Like, oh, yeah.
Damien, do you know the Sessions is out where you are?
I don't know. I haven't.
What's the Sessions? I don't know if I know that one.
That's the same Sessions movie with John Hawks and William H. Right. Macy and Helen Hunt that you guys went crazy for the trailer.
Right, where he can't move and she's the sex therapist.
So why?
I don't know.
How do we not know about this?
I don't know if he's asking if it's out.
No, I'm telling you.
That's what I thought. It is actually out.
Yes.
Sur la butte Montmartre, un petit air innocent. On l'appelait Rose, elle était belle. Ah, sentait bon la fleur nouvelle, rue Saint-Vincent. On n'avait pas connu son père, ah, n'avait plus de mère.
So let's move on to the meat of the matter, the reason we're all here. Why are we all here? Why am I here? Oh, that's right. We aren't talking about a movie this week because, of course, no movies came out that we wanted to see or
have. Unlike Lupo.
And so, we took the opportunity to go on our website, G-Man Reviews. You can find it at gmanreviews.com. Follow him on Twitter. Etc. Our fearless leader put out an article because he's seen Cloud Atlas for all of you because he's special or some shit.
Cloud Atlas was exempt from this list, by the way. It would have been in the list.
Thank you, obvious man.
Just wanted to throw that out there before I was ruined by Damien.
Don't worry, Andrew. You're still getting ruined for that movie because you're retarded.
He has put out his top 10 Tom Hanks roles. And it is quite a top 10. Now, it is beautifully written, of course, because Andrew is a professional. Right? And our website is beautiful. I enjoy your sarcasm
so well.
Our website is beautiful. It's been ranked top million websites on the internet. I don't know how Google ranks it. But I know every time I type in movie reviews, it sends me to Andrew. Thing. Might be a bookmarking issue, but I don't care. So, Andrew, would you like to give us a rundown of your top 10 Tom Hanks roles?
My top 10 Tom Hanks roles. Okay, so, yes. Should I go backwards or forwards?
Andrew, can you tell me the top 10, please?
Charlie Wilson from Charlie Wilson's War.
Of course.
Joe from Joe versus the Volcano.
Wait, which direction are we going in? Is this number 2?
Number 10, 9. 10 is Charlie Wilson. 9 is Joe versus. 8, Chuck Noland from Castaway. 7, Victor Novorsky from The Terminal. 6, Forrest Gump. From the name of the film of the same name. I was about to say the name of the same film. I'm so stupid. 5, Woody from the Toy Story trilogy. 4, Michael Sullivan from Road to Perdition. 3, Andrew Beckett from Philadelphia. 2, Jimmy Dugan from A League of Their Own. And number 1, Captain Miller from Saving Private Ryan.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
And, of course, I know Andrew doesn't take... he doesn't do these things willy-nilly. He is a professional. So Andrew, did a lot of research.
Andrew, I just want to question just a couple. Just one or two of your choices.
Mm-hmm.
Will you please explain to me, and if you need time to get a pen and paper to write these down, can you explain to me why these items are anywhere near... or anywhere in this top 10? Joe from Joe versus the Volcano, Victor from The Terminal, Let's see, hold on. Woody from Toy Story. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, you know what? I can't.
Yeah, those are the three egregious ones.
The three really bad ones. Yeah. So please, explain yourself.
Mm-hmm. So let me get it straight. You're disputing Joe versus the volcano.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The terminal.
Yes.
And what was the last one?
Woody from Toy Story. No, I don't want you to think that we're not disputing the ranking altogether. Because we are also disputing that. That ranking is wrong as shit. But we want those three movies, you know, to
justified.
Be sold to us. Right.
You want me to justify?
How in God's name?
Oh, okay. I thought you were actually going to say something more there. I was waiting for the sentence to finish. So let me start with what I believe, from the way you guys are talking, might be the one you're most curious about, which is the terminal. Am I right?
No, but keep going.
No, but sure.
Start with that one. That's fine.
The terminal, mm-hmm, as a film, is nowhere near his best film. It's not a great movie. However,
mm-hmm,
I do enjoy his performance. And what I like about his performance in that movie is that it kind of brings back all of the things that he did so well in the 90s in movies like, say, Big, The Money Pit, even
Again,
Splash,
we're
gonna
have,
which
we're gonna
are
have a conversation
horrendous
about Big,
movies. But he was...
Horrendous movies? What are you talking about?
Splash.
No, listen. What you have to recognize, right,
mm-hmm,
is Tom Hanks in the 90s and Tom Hanks now are two different Tom Hanks, right? Tom Hanks in the 80s was like, he was a comedian and he was really fucking good at it. And all of those movies, while not technically great films, were fucking
are
amazing
actually
to
great
watch.
Films.
Those, that's top class entertainment right there. Anyway, continue.
It took what he does best out of those movies and just transposed it into this film, which was, I felt, a much better version of those roles, which is why I put it on the list. I like it that much.
Andrew, he looked confused and acted angry and confused for the first hour of that movie, and then had essentially no expressions for the next 3 hours of that movie. That boring movie. Nothing about the terminal showed you anything that you didn't already know about Tom Hanks. There was nothing about him that role.
In that role, he essentially lumbered very slowly around, and the only thing that made that role difficult for him was that he had to do an accent. That was the only thing.
Yes, you're right. There's nothing special.
So he spoke slowly. He kind of there was nothing. As you said, there was nothing really revealing about it. I mean, yes, in the end, you hear about his father and why he's actually in the States and that kind of thing. But nothing in that movie made Tom Hanks have to work hard.
And the movie was bad.
Well, the movie was okay.
Okay.
But the movie doesn't really matter, because I have some suggestions, and mm-hmm, one of those suggestions is from a pretty bad movie.
Fair enough.
So what's another movie I'm supposed to defend now?
Joe versus the volcano.
Joe versus the volcano.
That is the most egregious. Mm-hmm. Egregious.
First of all, I'd like to stop, because Douglas seems to be the biggest fighter on this one.
No, the movies
you're about to list to me, Douglas, I would say the same thing too.
No, listen. I'm not talking about the movie.
Defend
a role.
The role.
Right? Because the movie is a movie. You can be a great actor in a bad movie, but you're still a great actor. And that's what you're talking about here. These are his top
roles. No. But it's the same exact thing for the movies however, you're about by to the give way, me.
Just to let you know, I love this movie. but I would not put this in as a top 10.
How do you love this movie?
So I when I was young. Oh.
Okay. Yeah, this was a very young movie for me.
Alright, fine. I was wondering if it was the same movie that I was thinking about.
So I when I was young. I've seen it recently and yeah, but so I when I was young. Nostalgia goggles, come on.
Fine. I do enjoy a lot of things about this movie though. I saw it recently, like around 2 years ago. On TV, and it's not exactly groundbreaking for Tom Hanks at the time because like with The Terminal, it's a lot of the same things he was doing for his roles back in the 80s, his early roles. They've just transposed it into this very weird film. It's very weird in comparison to a lot of his other movies. What I kind of liked about it was that unlike all of his other movies at the time, he was actually playing it very straight in this movie. He wasn't the ridiculous element of it. And I'm pretty sure this was the first time where that happened for him as an actor. And I like that a lot. I mean, I even watched him in his TV show back then. What was it? Bosom Buddies. I've seen a few episodes of on television. And you could see how wacky he is and how wacky he was made to be in film early on in his career. And this film kind of showed people that he could be a bit more of the straight individual in the wacky situation. And that's why I threw it on the list.
Turn on Hooch.
And we've got one more.
One more. What was the last one?
Woody.
Are you serious, guys?
Yes. Yeah. No, don't tell me that the movie is good.
No. I'm not talking about the movie, right? But if you sit down and you just have... I mean, yes, it's voice acting. It's not...
That is precisely why.
It's not any less of a feat. Come on, we talked about...
Andrew Robinson. We talk about voice acting. Is less of a feat. Andrew Robinson, you cannot tell me that... Talking into the microphone is not less of a feat, Andrew. What are you talking about? Andrew, I'm not saying that Woody as a character isn't great, but it is not Tom Hanks. He does the voice, right? Now, if he was in a full body suit like Smeagol, then by all means...
So then what you're saying is right, you could have put Polar Express on this.
Right.
So Damon.
Yes.
I have just changed history. Yes. I have gone back in time and I have cast Johnny Depp as Woody. Does that make Woody the same as good?
If they direct it the same...
No, it's the same exact movie. It's just Johnny Depp is doing the voice.
Just a different voice? I could have... Then Toy Story can be better if I get... Mr. O and put him in the movie. Timothy Oliphant has a far superior voice than Woody Allen, and I'd have believed him as a cowboy any day of the
Woody
week. Allen.
But there's the thing about Woody as a character, it's not just that he's a cowboy. It's this role of a man who's being challenged, a guy who thinks he's losing his place in his society,
Andrew,
thanks to the coming in of Buzz Lightyear, and the way that Tom Hanks plays it is so great.
Andrew, I'm not trying to downplay that he actually did work. I'm not trying to say that he came in, read his lines, and went to his yard. What I'm saying is, all he did was the
he
voice.
Came in
so you're technically saying this movie can't be higher than 10.
I'm sure that Pixar took a lot of his, you know, his emotions and, you know, his mannerisms into consideration while doing the character. But I'm saying that he is not acting. Right? He's not an actor in that movie. He's doing the voice. He's doing part of the character. Right? I'm saying that you can make... I'm saying that there's people who have better voices as cowboys. If they got Clint Eastwood to be the voice, that movie would jump from a 10 to like a 13. He's a better cowboy. He's been doing it longer. I'm not saying that he did not have anything to do with the Woody character. All I'm saying is, it is not a true performance. There is no motion capture. He did not perform any of the things that Woody did on the screen. He just gave those actions a voice. A very good voice, a very familiar voice, but still a voice. Not a full performance, a voice. So I'm disregarding that one altogether. That one can't be on the list. Absolutely not. You're wrong, son. You're wrong. No,
I repeat.
Hold on,
what you have said, Damien, is a ridiculously reductive and ignorant statement.
Fair enough.
Anyway, Andrew, now that we have all three of us have decided or have agreed that these three movies must come out, right. I have some suggestions for you to change this to actually
Bachelor's Party does not get in that list.
No, I'm not putting Bachelor's Party.
Who cares about
that? All right, no. My suggestions are as follows, okay? We've got Catch Me If You Can. I don't know how that movie is not in that list.
Yeah.
Apollo 13.
Again.
How is that not in this list?
The Green Mile?
Now, I don't really like this movie, but a lot of people do. So let's just put out the Green Mile there as some talking points. Perhaps it should be in. I don't like this movie, but I think his role was really...
Solid.
The Lady Killers. And you know what? If you want movie from back then, why not go for Big? Seriously. What?
It's too obvious.
And just to me, that was a pretty decent role in that movie. Yeah.
Kind of.
I mean, for what it was. You know.
No, it was a good role. He's the only reason that anyone would ever watch that movie.
Don't talk like that, actually, like this movie. I like most of Tom Hanks' movies. Especially the older ones.
They're so good.
That I see Tom Hanks like doing press and out there, I decided I like Tom Hanks in general. He seems like a really fun guy.
Yeah, he does.
Go and watch the Colbert clip that he did the other day.
But you don't know Tom Hanks, so can we talk about the actor alone, please?
I'm actually
please?
Very sad that he doesn't do his comedy anymore.
Aww.
The last time he did it, it failed 30
Rock.
Poorly. With
it was
Lady
on 30
Killer.
Rock.
He yeah, came off really well on the Nerdist podcast.
But anyway, Andrew, why are these movies not in your
He's
top 10?
He's a professional actor.
You now must defend why these movies are not on your list. Right. So,
what was these movies? Let's go one by one.
The Lady Killers.
That was him returning to Ridiculously Silly, and it wasn't very good. Not just the movie. His performance in that movie was cranked up to 1,000 of I'm going to be Colonel Sanders. I didn't like that performance at all.
I love Colonel Sanders.
Wow. Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can, I felt that was a very understated performance, and it was done that way on purpose to allow for a Leo DiCaprio and a Chris Walken performance to shine in that movie, and I think that felt lower than the rest of the others which I picked.
I disagree.
Alright, fair enough. Essentially, you're saying that this is a remake of White Collar, and so it shouldn't be on. I understand.
So I don't get to rebut this nonsense.
Yes, rebut, please.
He's saying, "Catch me." All right, you know, like all the Tommy Lee Jones movies where he is the chaser and the other person is the chasee.
Mm-hmm.
All the fugitive movies,
mm-hmm.
right? Those movies.
Are there only
two
of those?
No,
there's Fugitive, and then there's Marshals.
Right, and
then there's No Country for Old Men. Right.
He's played every single role he's in, he's played that character. But those movies only work if both parties are equally strong. If you have... And Andrew is only paying attention to the fact that Leonardo DiCaprio acted his pants off in this movie. But he's not realizing the range of emotions that Tom Hanks' character went through all throughout that movie. at the start of the movie, he just played regular cop guy. And by the end of the movie, you could see on his character, because of how well he acted, that he had transformed throughout trying to catch this guy. So this is definitely, every time I think of Tom Hanks, I think of three movies, and this is one of the three movies that I think of, because he was just so good. I mean, if he had played an understated role, you wouldn't even remember that he was in the movie. It would have just been Leonardo DiCaprio and nobody else. But everyone remembers that he is in this movie, and there's a reason for that.
Okay, so it sounds like Damon won. Andrew, Green Mile.
Oh, wow.
Come on, Andrew. How is this not there? Like, really? Seriously?
I wasn't a fan of that one.
I'm just going to put it out there. You don't
like the movie? I'm just going to put it out there.
You know what? Fuck this movie. It's not on the list. I don't particularly like Green Mile either. Thought it was boring as hell. In fact, I think the book, I'm pretty sure it's based off the book.
Yeah, it is.
Because I heard
is.
A book.
Actually, it's a bunch of books. It's ridiculous. Stephen King broke this up into like 7 or 8 right. books so that he could...
Well, I heard the audio of one giant book.
Yeah.
And it is just as boring.
Book, each book is literally like this. It is
boring.
It's tiny.
Good God almighty, it is boring.
But I mean, other than the ridiculous death scene.
Alright. Tom Hanks killed it in this movie. In fact, he's the only thing good about the entire movie.
Oh boy. So, Andrew?
Yes?
No response?
I'm not really.
Alright, that sounds like this one should be in tow.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Sounds like this one should be in tow. Apollo 13.
I'm going to admit fault there. I haven't seen that movie in like 10
years. Oh, boo. Not accepting that as an excuse at all.
Admit it at all.
So there we go. This should be on it as well. We've already gotten
so
to
So where
three,
was the asterisk in your top 10 list?
I know, right?
Asterisk. I am terrible at this.
No, we've gotten... All right. We've gotten three already that are in. But let's keep talking. What happened to Big? If you want movies from that time, you took Joe versus a Volcano. Why is Big not as good as Joe versus a Volcano?
Volcano isn't in the title.
Sorry, what?
I said,
never mind.
I said, if it is.
No, no, I was saying sorry to Damien. He said something. Yes. No. Not you, I heard you, Douglas.
Ignore that. Ignore what I said. You'll hear it in the recording.
I'll hear it later.
And you'll cringe.
Was it Big, right? And you were talking about movies from that time, and I took Joe versus Volcano. Right. When I was talking about Joe versus Volcano, I talked very much about how that was his first straight role, and he kind of came out of the wacky. The whole reason why I said it like that,
way,
and
just,
I said it very nice...
You know.
I said it very nicely.
His first straight role was not that. His first straight role was Philadelphia, but keep going.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
That role was not straight.
Joe wasn't straight? Joe was more straight than the movies he was doing before.
Yeah, but Andrew, more straight or less wonky does not make it straight. It just makes it less...
I feel like we're talking about Tom Hanks' sexuality at this point.
the rest of him.
But yeah, the reason why I said it like that, and I was saying it nicely, was I'm not that big of a fan of Tom Hanks being silly. It's okay, but it doesn't
he
really
shines the greatest when he's silly. But then again, that's just personal preference, because you know that that's the kind of thing that I
yes like. I do, Forrest which is why I knew those kind of movies were coming
Forrest
from
Gump
you.
Is your favorite?
Probably. Okay. Maybe it's definitely in the top three. Definitely. But anyway, so yes, why not Big, Andrew?
As I said, not
and
a
don't
fan
tell
of
me,
Tom.
Don't tell me it's because you don't like when he's silly, because that is not good enough. Just because you don't like somebody Look. Being silly does not mean that they play the role well. So go.
I don't know how to say this so that you'll understand. Isn't the list personal preference?
No, the list represents all the people on the website. I'm sure that I'm part of this website. I, no one asked
at
me
no
anything.
No time were we consulted.
I just see these lists come up. 1001 movies to watch before you die. Who the hell is putting together this list? I'm assuming that at some point I'm supposed to turn in 334 movies to add to this list. I haven't gotten to that point yet, but I'm compiling my list.
So,
top 10 roles from Tom Hanks. I don't understand.
So you're offended that you weren't included in the process,
and that your list is wrong.
Okay, this reminds me of a very inaugural episode.
Yes.
How can it be very inaugural? Either it was inaugural or it wasn't.
I'm going to stab Douglas on this.
Anyway, it seems
you
that
teach
Andrew.
Math.
It seems that Andrew. I also speak the English language.
You live in Jamaica. You barely speak English.
So it is
our second language at this point.
Fair enough. It seems that Andrew again has no response or no valid response to this movie. So we have to take it as a given that this should be there. I have to admit that I did my list without consulting Damien. So I now must go to Damien and ask if he has any additional movies that he thinks should have been there.
Not really. Not really. I saw you click Dragnet as if you've lost the better part of your mind.
I do love that movie though.
What
because,
in God's
because
name?
Because unlike Andrew, I love Tom Hanks being silly, and that
I forgot that he was in
Turn
on
but.
Hooch.
All I remember from that movie is
the
Burbs.
The Burbs is awesome. Oh,
I remember
goodness.
A scene where they're going to check out like a dead body, and they're in like their underpants alone or something, and Dan Aykroyd leans down, and they're like, he's like, they must be from Europe. And someone asks him
not,
why.
No, that's different. Stop. That's a different movie.
It's a different
that's
movie?
Dan Aykroyd and Gene Hackman. I can't remember the name of it, though.
I swore that was Dragnet.
That's a different movie. Dragnet is Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd. Mm-hmm. And it's just them going around in L.A.
Terrible police.
And I think the thing that I always remember from that movie is when they get like these goat pants. These goat skin pants. And they start dancing in them, and it's this very weird dance, and what it's yeah, it's a silly 80s movie, and you know that that's my like kryptonite.
Yeah, I know, which is why this probably stuck a very big craw in your craw. I don't know where craws go.
A big craw in your craw.
In your craw.
So.
No, go back to the list for me. His list.
Okay, yeah. So now that we've got at least four movies that need to be in this list, that means we need to take another one off. So we're going back to the list.
While we're at it, why don't you just take out Saving Private Ryan? That movie has no that has
no value
right.
whatsoever.
jokes. These jokes.
Okay, so not only did we question the movies or the roles that were in this list, we questioned the order in which they were placed. So you have Charlie Wilson's War at number 10.
That can stay.
Chuck Nolan from Castaway at number 8.
Fine.
All right. Fine. Forrest Gump at number 6.
Bullshit.
Number 6, Andrew? Andrew, listen to me.
You mean the role that people know Tom Hanks for?
Andrew, this movie, this role, if it is not number 1, it cannot be below number 3.
If it is not number 1, it is number 1 asterisk.
This role is like, and for I can see an argument for two roles being above this one. I don't quite like argument, but I can see it. I can see Philadelphia being above this, and I can see Private Ryan being above this. But I don't see anything else being above this. Please,
not even
respond.
Jimmy Dugan.
Which one is that?
League of Their Own?
No.
What?
What the hell are you talking? Can you throw like real options or something? Jimmy, what is wrong?
wrong with these seats? So, Andrew, we are seriously how asking is it that you six? To defend no,
like,
this.
Like, seriously. Did you just need something to bookend the first page? Which, again, I'm not a fan of reading lists on multiple pages. The internet scrolls forever.
Yes.
Can you put it all on one page? I'm a busy man.
Right. I'm pretty sure for you, annoying. Damien. I'm pretty sure for you, Damien. You're like going through your RSS reader. You're like, fuck, I have to press a link.
No, actually, no. I do not go to websites using. All I use RSS for is podcasts. I actually go to these websites and look at terrible ads, which I don't have to. And it annoys me so much. Why can't you put 5 more things on the page, Andrew? Is there a limit?
The internet ran out. Yes, it's true.
His server, right. His server has a word limit.
Right.
Can't have more.
Can the number 5 and 6 be on the same page? Does he throw up a weird arrow?
All of a sudden, the chicken just crosses runs across the screen.
Okay. So, what was the last complaint? I'm not talking about the pagination. Like, I hate websites which paginate to the point where they're like, we're giving you a list of 25 movies and you have to view it on 26 pages. I hate that. But when it's split 10 or 20 between 2 pages, I don't mind.
No, Andrew, it. Andrew, I'm not going to have that argument with you. I'm just going to tell you that no, it doesn't
the
work.
The internet scrolls
but,
forever.
But however, the real argument page. The real argument we is, have with you right now, God's how is Forrest Gump at number 6?
What else do you want me to tell you? Because I found five without
that doesn't make any sense.
Hold on.
One of them doesn't even count.
Let's look at the 5 movies that are better than Forrest Gump. One, Toy Story. Mm-hmm. What?
Right, you know his full body performance in Toy Story?
Two.
That they mocapped to get it done.
Two, Road to Perdition.
It's better a very good
Forrest
movie.
No, better than Forrest
not
Gump?
Even close.
Three. And as I say, I can hear the argument. Philadelphia might be.
It's still wrong.
Yeah, it's still wrong, but I can hear the argument. Two, four. Jimmy
There's
Doolan
no crying in baseball.
Their own. Really? No.
There's no crying in baseball.
No. Andrew, you got it. Not just wrong. Horribly wrong. Horribly. Right. All right.
So hold on, I just want to get this straight. No one is arguing Saving Private Ryan. We can throw that one like in the corner and say, fine.
No, look.
No,
I would argue that Forrest Gump is better than Private Ryan, but I'll accept that Private Ryan is above it if Forrest Gump is 2. I'll give Saving Private Ryan number 1. Forrest Gump has to be 2, and then Philadelphia 3. The
no,
top
I can,
3 is kind of
give,
set in stone.
No, I can give Philadelphia number 2.
How you got...
Or even number 1. I can see
Jimmy
an argument for Philadelphia being number 1.
Right,
actually.
But I wouldn't argue, you know, and fight someone who has that above it, right?
Yeah.
The top 3 that he has incorrect should have been... Like, you go and you go. Philadelphia... Private Ryan, Forrest Gump.
Of course.
Right? My 3 whenever I think about him is Philadelphia, Forrest Gump, and Catch Me If You Can, because I love that. But that I wouldn't argue that that performance is better than either Philadelphia or Private Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
But how on earth this youth found 5 more movies? One with A League of Their Own. Why? Like, we all love that movie. But is it his performance that was so transcendent that you only found 1 movie better than it? Are you serious, Andrews?
Yes.
So, I don't know how I'm supposed to respond, okay?
So here's
you
what we're going to do.
You should defend your honor.
Here's what we're going to do. Andrew is now going to log into his password and into his website, and we are going to tell him what to change it to. We will allow you, Andrew, to keep Private Ryan at number 1.
Right.
We will allow you, if you wish, to put Andrew Beckett from Philadelphia at number 2, but you must put Forrest Gump at number 3.
Right.
Okay?
I'm totally typing this right now. I'm sure I am.
Okay. Right. Okay, good. Now, Damien, what would be number four?
Number four, Apollo 13, probably.
Apollo 13. Or Catch Me If You Can. Well, no. We said we wouldn't put it in. All right, so... Actually, no. We said we'd put this one in. Yeah. It's Lady Killers we said we wouldn't put in.
Lady Killers will take
over. All right, so Catch Me If You Can, number four?
Yeah, okay.
Catch
Either
Me If You Can.
Either it or Apollo 13.
Apollo
13 is fantastic. I don't know how he explained it, but it still doesn't make sense.
All right, so Apollo 13 is number five. Okay. What's number six?
The Castaway thing.
Castaway? All right, Castaway, number six. Number seven?
Green Mile.
Green Mile.
Has to be there somewhere.
All right, number eight? Are we putting in Road to Perdition?
Yeah, Road to Perdition can be
number
eight.
Number nine?
I guess Charlie Wilson.
Charlie Wilson.
I guess we're putting it up, and then Big as 10.
Big as 10. All right, there we go.
And we're done.
We have
amended.
Amended Andrew's
nonsensical list.
And he has sent us a link to the Colbert Nation.
Watch that after the show. Wait until the show's done.
Alright, fair enough.
Alright.
No, you may not click that link right now. Stop. Stop. No, do it. Don't do it.
Douglas, he said stop. Douglas, it's a simple instruction, Douglas. No. Idiot.
Alright, we don't have anything really to talk about, so good night. Is there anything else you guys want to add to my list? You know, movies that I didn't mention in the list that should be there?
Well, not really. As we say, you know,
like
I really like
personal preferences.
Yeah,
but
I really like Lady Killer in terms of the role, but we've kind of argued over that one already, right?
I will put this addendum to the list.
What's that?
That gangster Tom Hanks from Cloud Atlas would be in there.
By the way, I forgot about that. You know, thank you for reminding me, Andrew. Just because you got to see that movie before a lot of people doesn't mean you didn't see it.
Right.
So you need to put that in there.
You need to put that shit in there. Right. Don't pretend that, oh, I haven't seen this movie. Right? It makes you come off a little bit worse. You're like, I know you normal people haven't seen this fantastic movie, so I leave it off my list. I'll just have the joy of knowing that it was fantastic, while you people out there wait and hope that you get to see it at some point in the future. Thanks, Ash. That's not condescending at all.
No, not at all.
Well, the whole list was really meant for you guys.
Actually, you know what? I liked the movie, and I liked him in Sleepless in Seattle. So that's something. Yeah. Agree? Disagree? Yeah.
So. My question with the Toy Story thing is, wouldn't Toy Story 3 have been the one to make the list? If we're going to use the Toy Stories to build this list, Toy Story 3 should have been the one on the list instead of just Toy Story, right?
I kind of lumped them all together.
Okay. Fair enough. You're still wrong.
Alright.
He was in
Cars?
Wait. Stop.
No. He played Woody in Cars. Because at the end of Cars, they're watching a movie. And they pretty much played all of the Pixar movies with Cars as the characters. So.
I'm like, where the hell? The great. No, do not.
Don't. Alright, stop. Stop. The show is over. Stop. Everyone, we're wrapping up now. We're not talking about Tom Hanks anymore. We're wrapping up now.
He's in
you guys are
car.
Done.
That
You've amended. You're done.
I guess that makes sense. You know, his son couldn't get any work, and daddy was like, just put him in there.
I'll be in your movie if you put him in the movie.
Oh, my goodness.
Larry Crown, why is that one not on it?
Was that a good movie?
Are you fucking crazy, son?
I was about
so
to
bad.
Say, I watched like a piece of it and it didn't look like it was that good.
Wilda Valorama is in that shit.
Oh my gosh.
If you need a beacon for badness, that is the one you point to. Mm-hmm. Although he was good in Awake.
Awake? He was in Awake?
No, no. Willa Valorama was in Awake.
Oh, okay.
And that was good.
It was
despite of him. Seriously? Yes, it was very good. That is why they canceled it after the first season.
Oh, you mean the show? You know what I thought you were talking about? Maybe it doesn't have that name, but for some reason, I know that there's a show, or a movie rather, where like this guy is on the operating table and he's awake the whole time. Oh. And I think Jessica Alba is in it. And
Don't say that. Oh, God. I've worked so hard to only think of her in Sin City. I have no idea what else she did. I know she's in shitty movies all over the place, but honestly, I have no...
She's in Machete.
Okay.
Sure. Hopefully she's in Sin City too.
I love that they're making a sequel to Machete, regardless of how bad it was and how little money it made. They're like, yeah, we'll make our own.
I don't think it cost them anything to make that first one.
Also, it's bankrolled by the man himself, so as long as he's making money on other things, he'll be able to afford it.
He comes in anything anyone calls him for, so why not?
So that was the Unnamed Movie Podcast. Hopefully next week we'll be back with a full review for you to hear. Damien is Damien_Bite at Twitter. Douglas is DJ, I lost his name. I'm G-Man Reviews. You can find the podcast as well as all of my writing over at gmanreviews.com. And none of my writing, unless explicitly stated, represents the thoughts or ideas of Damien and or Douglas. Let's get this straight, guys.
All the members on the Unnamed. Never forget.
So thanks for listening, guys.
I laughed at all his words. I thought he was a bitter man. He spoke of women's ways. They trap you and they use you before you even know. For love is blind and you're far too kind.